You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC. With the first week of school underway, consider this dreary safety reminder. The biggest risk to kids on their way to school isn't bullies or kidnappers, it's swiftly moving cars. WNYC's Alex Goldmark looked at the data and finds more kids are hit by cars in the hours just before and after school than at any other times during the day. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning, Sotirios.
So how big of a problem is this?
Pretty big. About 1,800 children are injured each year in traffic crashes in New York City. Those are pedestrians. That's not counting the kids inside of cars. We looked at data from the DMV going back to 2009 to see how often kids are hit and injured by cars and trucks. And it is getting safer over time as the city redesigns sidewalks and intersections, but there's still a lot of kids getting hit by cars.
So the WNYC data news team examined when and where the accidents are happening. What are the patterns?
The biggest difference we found between kids aged 5 to 17 years old and everyone else is timing. A much higher percentage of kids who get hit by cars and trucks get hit just before and just after school. Now, that makes sense. That's when kids are out in big numbers, but it's still a stark difference. Adults, by contrast, in case you're curious, are more likely to be hit in the late evening, right around dusk. And I spoke with a health researcher from Columbia University, Charles DiMaggio. He says that cars are the biggest risk to kids on their way to school. And he says to keep kids safe, first we have to recognize how they behave around streets and fast-moving cars.
Kids really are the most unpredictable pedestrians. They're unpredictable in a lot of ways. They're particularly unpredictable when they're walking and running and playing around in the streets, which puts the responsibility for their safety much more squarely on the shoulders of adults and drivers.
Professor DiMaggio says there is a kind of injury for kids called a dart and dash, where the kids dart out from between two parked cars into the street so fast that a car doesn't have time to stop. That makes up about 10% of the kids who are hit in the times that we studied just before and after school, and that's compared to about 3% for adults that fall into that category. We've put up some charts at transportationnation.org.
Is jaywalking a bigger problem for kids than adults?
Yeah, jaywalking is. We looked at the hours when kids were getting hit, right? And in those times, again, I just want to stress that we only looked at those times, that kids were just more likely to be crossing against the signal than adults were. While 9% of adults who were hit and injured during those times were crossing against the signal, the percentage doubles for children to nearly 20%. And all of that doesn't necessarily mean that kids are jaywalking more than adults. We can't tell that. But we have a few reasons to think that jaywalking is just more dangerous for kids when they do it. For one, we know that kids are smaller, so they're harder to see, right? And also, there's some research that shows that younger children have a psychologically harder time gauging the speed of oncoming objects like cars, so they're less able to judge when a vehicle is far away, and they, you know, are more likely to step out when they shouldn't.
Now, other than making sure kids don't dart out between cars, what can be done about this?
There's a lot that can be done. A great deal of safety for children and old people has to do with street design. That's making crosswalks narrower, giving them more time, and signaling to motorists that they need to slow down. So speeding, right? That's what the City Department of Transportation is talking about this week. Listen to Transportation Commissioner Jeanette Sadik Khan talking about their latest effort.
Well, the big safety lesson this school year is that we're throwing the book at speeders with the city's first ever use of speed cameras at 20 locations. And too many streets by our schools are used as racetracks by motorists.
The cameras are up near these schools with high rates of speeding, but they'll move around so you can't tell where they're going to go, so they hope it'll have a wider effect. I have to say, even though the city DOT has been aggressive in redesigning the streets and they're having these cameras, the NYPD has taken a lot of criticism for not enforcing speeding violations. And if you look at tickets, most of them are for things like using a cell phone or not using a seatbelt. And these are things that a beat cop can give a ticket to, whereas for speeding, you actually need a radar gun. There just aren't as many of them.
All right. Thanks so much, Alex.
Thank you.
WNYC's Alex Goldmark. To see some interactive charts about the traffic safety risks to school kids in New York, go to transportationnation.org. You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC.